You're welcome.
And Courtney is the dietitian here at Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and we're talking about National Diabetes Awareness Month. And there are five types of diabetes, but there are two main types. Is that correct?
Yes.
And why don't you explain a little bit about what those two main types are?
Okay. There's type 1 diabetes, which is an autoimmune disorder. And type 1 diabetes is where the own immune system attacks the insulin-producing cells in the body. So then a person with type 1 diabetes doesn't produce any insulin at all. So they have to take outside insulin through injections or through an insulin pump. And there's actually nothing you can do to prevent it. There's some trigger in the immune system that causes it to start attacking those cells. With type 2 diabetes is, instead of an insulin, complete absence of it, it's an insulin deficiency, where your body is still making insulin, still producing it, but your body isn't using it like it should. And so your blood sugars are elevated, but even though you still have that insulin in the system.
And type 2 is the preventable type of diabetes, correct?
In most cases, yes.
And when people get diagnosed with diabetes, what do they go through? What are the steps that they have to take as they start, both with type 1 and with type 2?
A lot of times it starts with similar symptoms, with increased thirst, fatigue, sometimes unintentional weight loss. And then what happens is when they go to the doctor will typically do a blood test, just a finger poke, to see what the blood sugar is. If the blood sugar is elevated, then they may do a blood draw and check the A1C level. And the A1C is an average over the last 3 months of the blood sugars. And then depending on what those results are from there, they may put the person on medication, either insulin or oral medication, or they may put them in the hospital depending on how high those blood sugars are.
And with type 1 diabetes, when would someone typically become diagnosed with it? Is there an age range, or can it happen to anyone at any age?
Can actually happen to anyone at any age. It used to be thought that only children got it, but more and more adults are now being diagnosed with type 1.
All right, and type 2 diabetes, what triggers it? What do people do that can trigger it, and therefore how can you prevent it?
With type 2 diabetes, there are things that you can't change, of course. You can't change your race, your gender, your age, or your family history. So those are things that can work against you and you can't necessarily do anything about. But there are things that you can do to help prevent diabetes, or at least delay the onset of it. And that would be things like physical activity, getting some regular exercise in there, whether it's weightlifting or just something simple like walking. You can also maintain a healthy weight, which is, of course, will allow your body to utilize that insulin more efficiently. You can also eat a healthy diet, things that are high in fiber, like whole grains, fruits, vegetables, things that are going to have, I'd say high in fiber is probably the best, just because then those are going to be the whole grain foods, so they'll have accurate carbohydrates in them.
And if someone does get diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, do they have it for life, or is it something that they can then get rid of? Or
there's actually no cure for diabetes. However, you can control it through diet and exercise and with medication.
And for someone that does get diagnosed then with either type, is there support groups? Because it is a kind of a drastic life change or lifestyle change, I imagine, and what you have to do. You see people having to monitor themselves a lot, and it's a different kind of lifestyle change. What's out there to help them get through that change?
There are lots of organizations out there, thankfully, that can help people living with diabetes. There are online support groups such as Diabetes Social Media Advocacy, which is a Twitter chat every week. There are also local organizations like the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation or the American Diabetes Association. There are support groups at local hospitals and clinics. There are lots of resources out there. All you have to do is ask.
And you kind of touched on it earlier, but really, what are the symptoms?
Symptoms of diabetes are going to be increased thirst, frequent urination, unintentional weight loss despite eating a lot. Those are probably the main ones, but you may also feel some fatigue. You may have symptoms similar to the flu, and so that's why it can often be misdiagnosed as something that's not diabetes.
And if you're a parent, and what are the warning signs that your young child maybe have to get tested for diabetes?
If your child is still wearing diapers, it would be as if they go through more diapers than they usually do. They have wet diapers. If you notice that their urine smells sweet, that would be the sugar spilling out into the urine. You notice that they're drinking more often than usual. The same would go for children who aren't in diapers. You may still notice that they're eating and drinking frequently. They're not growing like they should. They might be underweight or very thin. And then once it gets into adults, the symptoms are going to be fairly the same.
Is there anything like a warning sign that a child may say, or like any feeling that they may have that parents may confuse with something else that could lead to a sign of diabetes?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
What can happen is a lot of times when children get a lot of sugar in their bloodstream, it starts to spill out into the urine, and then the child may become sick with fever, vomiting, things that are similar to a stomach flu. But when in actuality what it is that child is going into diabetic ketoacidosis, which can be very dangerous if not treated.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on? Or
I don't think so. I mean, if you have diabetes and you need support, just ask, and there are always people out there who will help.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.